If you know the melody, please join in with me. And I think you'll know the tune. Vayehiv en Saharon vayomer Moshe kum Adonai v'yafutzu oyvecha v'yanusu mitzanecha mipanecha ki mitzion tetze Torah ki mitzion tetze Torah divar Adonai mirushalayim. No, we're not taking the Torah out, but in Parshat Bahalotecha, where we find ourselves in the book of Bamidbar, we find those words. And what is remarkable is the history and the way those words resonate throughout time, how their meaning adjusts and adds layer upon layer for us. Vayehi bin Soa Haron, when the ark would go out and be moved, this, according to our modern scholars, really refers to the fact that in the ancient world, when one went out to battle, one brought with them a nest, some sort of emblem or sign, a flag of war. And so the Jews of old, the Israelites, would bring this aron with the words of the covenant out into battle. And we have an echo of that, I think, even in today's Israel, where the notion of taharat neshech, of purity of arms and how one wages war, is supposed to occur. So imagine our ancient brethren going out to war with a book of morality, a book of restrictions on how one can wage war, and having that at the center. That's the oldest level or layer of it that we seem to know of. And yet it continues to grow. And in the Talmud, in Shabbat, a very interesting phrase is said that there are not five books of the Torah, which is what we all learned, but that there are seven, because there are two different psukim which count as a book in and of themselves. And this verse, Vayehi bin Saharon, is one of those psukim. In other words, this notion of carrying the ark out somehow is equivalent to an entire book of the Torah. Sort of strange, and it makes you wonder, in what way can it be a book of the Torah? Because first of all, the whole point of receiving the Torah is as a guide to our life as expressed through the mitzvot, the commandments. And each of the books has certain particular mitzvot or commandments that accompany them. And yet, what is the mitzvah here is asked. And the tradition has some fascinating answers to it. First is that the Talmid Chacham, someone who engages and invests their effort to understand Torah, is like an ark. And it's a beautiful notion that by learning Torah, we become a carrier, a case, a conveyance for the words that have sustained our people for thousands of years. But what does it mean actually now to be someone who carries the Torah within you? When we continue on through the Midrash and then into the Zohar, you begin to get a different notion of this. Because of course, by that point in our history, powerless in the diaspora, we weren't really going out to war with the Torah in our midst. And so it becomes spiritualized in a way that I think ultimately will continue to speak to us today, so that we ourselves now are like that Torah, going from one place to another, going from one level, from one madriga to another, that carrying the Torah within us, in other words, is supposed to improve who we are in our lives, and that it takes effort to do so. And at whatever level you're at, there's always another place we can get to in our lives. the work isn't done. The earliest part of that layer of the tradition says our first step is to sur meirah, it's to turn away from evil. That part of the ethical challenge of being a human being is first to learn how to refrain from doing what we should not do. And only then, after we master that, do we move on to the layer of operating out of love, out of doing that which is good. And I think that there is a typology of the human soul in there which can speak to a lot of us. We don't come into this world fully born as moral creatures, though there's a lot of moral reasoning that we have from the earliest ages. We learn, we grow step by step. And part of being a tradition and carrying this Torah with us through the ages is that recognition that to be a good person requires struggle and effort and development, and that most of us begin by refraining out of a sense of punishment or fear, and only as we grow do we begin to do good and do the right out of a sense of tremendous love and compassion for those around us. I suppose for all of us that maps out a little bit differently in our lives, but as we celebrate you, Joshua, becoming a full member of the Jewish community, it reminds us that a bar mitzvah is really just one madriga, one level or step along the way as we all continue to try to become that ark suitable to carry the words of God, suitable to become loving, caring individuals. May we all endeavor to do so. May we all, when we hear those words on Shabbat, not react to it automatically, but think of that long history of battle that sometimes takes place in the spirit, in the physical world, but more often takes place as we try to develop ourselves as best we can. Shabbat Shalom.